WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. At the State Girls Softball Championships yesterday, first round action in Class 3A. The quarterfinals saw East Marshall beat Mid Prairie 4-3. Bondurant Farrar down West Burlington Notre Dame 9-4. Clark over Spirit Lake 13-0. And Greene County beat Center Point Urbana 2-0 to advance. In Class 4A quarterfinals yesterday, Dallas Center Grimes beat Lamar's 12-2. Norwalk over West Delaware 8-0. Solon beat Clear Creek Amana 15-4, and Carlisle downing Oskaloosa 7-2. Class 5A quarterfinals yesterday, it was Johnston over Waukee 12-6, and West Des Moines Valley beating Muscatine 3-0. Action continues today with a full slate of games. In Class 1A consolation semifinal round play this morning, Mid Prairie plays West Burlington Notre Dame at 9 o'clock. Also, Spirit Lake plays Center Point Urbana in the 9:30 matchup. Then quarterfinal round action continues in 5A with Dowling Catholic playing Pleasant Valley and Southeast Polk versus Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Class 1A quarterfinals today include Linville Sully playing Key, AGWSR facing Marquette Catholic, undefeated Akron Westfield playing Glidden-Ralston, and Wayne facing Martinsdale St. Mary's. The 2A quarterfinals today have Highland playing St. Ansgar, Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont facing Al Burnett, Earlham will battle North Butler, and Woodbury Central plays Maple Valley. In action today, those winners all move on in tournament play. Boys district baseball action continued last night. Class 3A district finals saw Harlan defeat Carroll 7-5. Glenwood beat Creston 14-4 to advance. Also in Class 4A, Norwalk, a winner over Thomas Jefferson 3-0. In today's postseason boys district baseball schedule, in Class 1A, Martinsdale St. Mary's will play Earlham, that game at Dowling Catholic High School. Also at Glenwood tonight in 1A, Underwood will face Lennox. In Class 2A play tonight at Harlan, St. Albert will play Van Meter. Also at Carroll tonight, Southeast Valley will face off against Maple Valley. Those winners moving on in the postseason. In Major League Baseball, Chris Sale pitched 7 effective innings in his first outing since the All-Star break, and Adam Dunn had 2 RBIs and scored a run to lead the Chicago White Sox to a 3-1 victory over the slumping Kansas City Royals. Sale wasn't at his best, allowing 7 hits and a walk in 7 innings, but he worked out of jams in the 4th and 6th innings. He struck out 8 and now has allowed 3 runs or less in 14 of his 15 starts this season. Dunn went 1-for-2 with a pair of walks as the White Sox lost for the 4th time. won for the fourth time in 6 games. The Royals dropped 4 straight now, and they've lost 7 of their last 8. Elsewhere in the American League, Texas beat New York 4-2, Boston over Toronto 14-1, Minnesota beat Cleveland 4-3, Baltimore over Los Angeles 4-2. In the National League, it was L.A. over Pittsburgh 5-2, the Giants beat the Phillies 7-4, Miami over Atlanta in 10 innings 3-1, Milwaukee beat Cincinnati 5-2, and Washington over Colorado 7-2. In interleague play, it was Detroit 4-3 over Arizona, Seattle beat the New York Mets 5-2. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Omaha winner over Memphis 4-1. New Orleans beat the Iowa Cubs by a 5-4 final. In other baseball news, New York Yankees first baseman Mark Teixeira will be sidelined for at least 3 games because of a strained muscle in his back. That's the latest injury to slow the team's leading run producer. Teixeira has been hampered by a left lower lat injury that was causing spasms in his back for about a month, and the pain escalated over the weekend. The San Francisco Giants have signed former All-Star second baseman Dan Uggla to a minor league contract. Uggla was released last Friday by the Braves after hitting just 162 and losing his starting job. The Colorado Rockies have placed first baseman Justin Morneau on the 15-day disabled list with a strained neck. That move is retroactive to July 14th. Morneau is hitting .312 with 13 homers and 60 RBIs. Well, Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby warns that anyone who likes intercollegiate athletics the way they are now will hate what's coming. During his opening address at Big 12 Football Media Days yesterday, Bowlsby said significant changes are on the way. Bowlsby isn't sure people understand how much pending lawsuits against the NCAA and its member schools could change things. He says the Big 12 and other conferences are defendants in 7 class action lawsuits, and that number is growing all the time. Bowlsby believes new funding challenges, including legal battles and expenses increasing at a higher rate than revenue, will eventually result in the elimination of some minor sports teams. The former Stanford athletic director also anticipates tension among sports on campus and among institutions with different resources. The Big 12 Conference has assigned a female official to work one of its football games for the first time in league history. Commissioner Bob Bowlsby said Monday that Catherine Cat Conti will be on the crew for Kansas season opener at home September 6th against Southeast Missouri State. While calling this a good opportunity for Conte and the league, Bowlsby says Big 12 officiating supervisor Walt Anderson assigned Conte because she is just a darn good official. Bowlsby says Conte, a Southland Conference official, has paid her dues. Kansas coach Charlie Weiss jokingly said that he'll try not to use as many curse words during the game. Well, despite being number two in the depth chart, Johnny Manziel is number one with the fans. The popular rookie quarterback, who will begin his first training camp with Cleveland this week as a backup, had the league's top-selling jersey since April 1st. The league says that Manziel's number two outsold all others from April 1st to July 17th on NFLShop.com. Following Manziel are three established starters, Seattle's Russell Wilson, Colin Kaepernick of the 49ers, and Denver's Peyton Manning. In NFL news that really means something, Marcell Dareus' attorney says the Buffalo Bills defensive tackle has agreed to enter an NFL substance abuse program in a bid to have felony drug charges in Alabama dismissed. Dareus, who is from Alabama, was arrested and charged with possession of a controlled substance and drug paraphernalia after being stopped by a state trooper on May 5th. Standout defensive tackle Geno Atkins and starting cornerback Leon Hall are among nine players placed on the physically unable to perform list Monday by the Cincinnati Bengals. The New Orleans Saints have placed nose tackle John Jenkins on the physically unable to perform list just days before the start of training camp. Jenkins has not practiced this offseason because of a pectoral injury. Veteran guard Chris Snee is retiring from the New York Giants because of a series of injuries. After meeting with the team, Snee decided to end his NFL career after 10 seasons. He's had two hip surgeries and now is most troubled by right elbow and wrist problems. He sat out minicamp last month but had indicated that he expected to play this season. The 32-year-old son-in-law of coach Tom Coughlin was a second-round pick in 2004 and has made four Pro Bowls. Well, the NBA champion Spurs have worked out a deal to bring back Matt Bonner. He played sparingly last season for San Antonio but contributed with outside shooting. He's been with the Spurs for eight seasons and ranks third in franchise history in three-pointers made and seventh in three-point field goal percentage. Elsewhere around the league, free agent guard Nick Young has signed a multi-year deal to stay with the Los Angeles Lakers. Young averaged a career-high 17.9 points in his first season with the Lakers, playing mostly off the bench. The Chicago Bulls have re-signed guard Kirk Heinrich to a two-year deal. A person with knowledge of the deal tells the Associated Press that Heinrich will make $2.7 million next season. The contract includes a player option for the second year. The person requested that he remain anonymous because the team doesn't publicly comment on contract details. Heinrich, who has spent nine of his 11 seasons with the Bulls, averaged 9.1 points and 3.9 assists in 73 games last season. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.